If you're feeling the need for a bit of rest and relaxation, then you've come to the right place. Today, Birmingham yoga teacher Kate Ford is sharing a Yogi Birds relaxation session that will lift your spirits and leave you ready to face the rest of your day. Enjoy.
Okay, so I'm just going to invite you to share this body awareness gratitude practice. This is a restorative practice, and we'll go around the body, scan the body, and welcome it into some rest. So I hope that you enjoy this. I invite you to lie down for this practice if it's possible for you. Of course, if that's not possible, it's fine for you to sit on a chair. You can do this anywhere. You can even do this in a classroom. But if it's like nighttime or you're in a space, get cozy, get a blanket on, lie down, get as comfortable as you can. So we'll take a breath, always inviting you to become aware of your breath. Inhaling through the nose, filling the whole body up, allowing for that belly to balloon out. And really sigh out the breath. Allow for the exhale to be voiced, and if you feel comfortable doing that, and it really does allow you to kind of rest the body, bring it into this state of calmness. So knowing that for now, for the next 15-20 minutes, there is nowhere to go and there is nothing to do, just to be here enjoying this practice in this body, in whatever space you're in right now. So if you can find a little bit more comfort, even just like 1%, go and try and find that right now. Maybe shifting or getting a blanket or a pillow, inviting a little bit more comfort. So we're going to send our bodies a little invitation to come into this restorative practice, an invitation to rest, an invitation to soften just for a little while. Again, we're going to take a big, deep inhale through our nose, nice and long, filling the body up. And if you like to, open your mouth, sigh out, and with that sigh, allow for this sense of letting go, allow for the shoulders to release, rest a little bit. Now we're going to bring our imagination into this practice and imagine that you've got a torchlight, if this works for you. If you don't like this image, then please just follow my voice. However, you may like to imagine that you've got a torchlight, and that can be any colour that you want when this torchlight is shining. So it can be an amber, or maybe a deep blue, or maybe a comforting red. Whatever colour maybe calls out to you, maybe you can think about what colour you would like your torchlight to shine. And we're going to use our torch as we journey around our body and bring some awareness to the body parts that I name. And then we're going to offer a little gratitude, a little thanks, some appreciation to these incredible bodies of ours. So we're going to begin on our heads, the crown of our head, our foreheads, our face. And we're going to send a little invitation for that face to just soften. Imagining a baby's face and how soft and restful that is. Inviting you to soften your jaw, your mouths, your ears. And a big invitation to your thinking muscles. Either side of your eyebrows, your temples, and we're just going to invite our thinking muscles to just have a rest because they work so hard. So we're just going to allow those thinking muscles to have a little rest. And maybe if this is where you think your mind might be, the space of your mind, We can offer some gratitude and say thank you for my marvellous mind, the creativity, the ideas, for being so busy, so wonderful, for coming up with all the solutions, all the creativity, all the imagination. And we're going to say, you can have a little rest. Our minds are wonderful, but sometimes they can work a little bit too hard. So we can bring our awareness with our torchlight, shine it on this area, maybe deep inside the forehead, where we say, thank you, you can have a little rest. So shining this torchlight on your head, on your face, allowing for that area to just rest. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. We shine the torchlight on our mouths. We allow for the lips to be soft. And we bring some awareness to our mouth. And we show some gratitude to this area. Thank you for the tastes. Thank you to our throat. Thank you for the kind words I can share. Thank you for the songs I sing. Thank you for the laughter. Thank you to my voice. So thank you to our mouth for all that you do, for giving us a voice, for allowing us to be heard. I'm just going to give you a little rest, allowing for the lips to be soft, the throat to be soft. And we're going to bring that torchlight of attention to our arms. And we say, thank you, arms, for all the work you do. And we're going to give you a little rest. So allowing for the muscles to rest, imagine that torchlight is shining on your arms. These arms that work so hard, the lifting, the carrying, the hugging. Thank you to the hands, shining your torch on these precious hands. And all that they do, the writing, the painting, the creating, the washing, sharing lots of love for these hands and all that they do. Allowing for them to be soft, maybe these fingers curl into the palms, and we let them rest. Shining our torchlight of attention on these hands. Taking a big deep inhale in, filling up the whole body as we allow for our exhale to lengthen. And we bring our awareness with our torchlight to our legs. These strong muscles, these legs that carry so much throughout our lives, the running and the jumping, the dancing, playing sports, getting from one place to another, even just getting out of bed. Thank you to our legs. We let you have a rest. Allowing for the big muscles, all the energy in these legs, let them rest. And as we shine our torchlight of awareness down our legs, we feel them become even more restful. We bring our awareness to our feet, the soles of our feet and our toes. And we thank our feet for the balancing and the kicking and the climbing, for the walking, or carrying us through this life. And we allow for the torchlight of awareness to shine its light upon these feet and we let them rest. So we give them some time off and we allow them to rest. And we can bring our attention to our whole body. From the very crown of our head, over the back of our head, our face, the torchlight, whatever colour it may be, it may have changed colour now, shining down, from the top of the head, the face, the shoulders, the back of the body, the front of the body, the arms, the hands, the legs, the feet, the soles of the feet, the whole body, and we welcome this body to rest. We are so grateful and thankful for all that you do. You can rest. And maybe now we can bring our awareness to our heart space, imagining where our heart sits in our bodies, deep inside of our chest. We bring our torchlight of awareness to these heart spaces as they glow, they are bright, and they are full. We offer these hearts our deep gratitude in these resting bodies for all of the love our hearts share, all that they give, all that they offer us. And maybe in this moment, you can offer your heart, yourself, some kind words. Like, what would you like to offer to your heart, to your body, and nobody else needs to know and nobody else needs to hear? So something that is kind and something that is just what you need to hear right now. Imagining this deep space where your heart lies, glowing full. So allowing our whole body to rest upon the earth beneath us, or whatever we are sitting on. Taking a little holiday from the busyness of our minds, our stories, our labels, just resting here in these incredible bodies. Maybe as we get a little bit curious how we feel in these moments of rest and gratitude, what's coming up? Can we notice when we pay more attention, when we notice our bodies and we slow down? Do we get to feel a bit calmer, a bit more present? Maybe before we finish our practice today, we can bring this torchlight of attention once again back to this heart space that lives inside of our body, and offering up those words, those positive, kind words to ourselves once more before we leave the practice. And then inviting a deep, full breath, as if you could breathe your body full. Big, deep, intentional breath. And you allow for the breath, the exhale, to maybe be sighed, just become a little bit fuller. And you can maybe wriggle your fingers. You can wriggle your toes. And if you've got your eyes down or closed, just keep them there for a moment. Maybe you can bring an intention to carry this sense of peace and stillness with you throughout the rest of your day or evening. Notice how you feel right now. And bringing the palms of your hands together, if you'd like to, creating some energy, some warmth. Offering these hands up to your face, cupping your eyes. Feeling that sense of touch before you maybe blink your eyes open, you take a yawn, you take a stretch, and you arrive back into your space. So I hope that you feel a little calmer, a little more connected to your body, to your heart space, as you finish this practice.
hope you enjoyed that relaxation session as much as we did. You can listen to our full episode with Kate, where she talks about the importance of yoga and relaxation and why she thinks it should be taught in schools. Kate runs Yogi Bird's yoga classes in Birmingham and hosts workshops in schools too. Find out more about Kate on the Birmingham Live website, the Brummy Mummies Facebook page, and by searching for Yogi Bird's Yoga on Facebook and Instagram. Brummy Mummies is a Laudable production, produced by Matt Millard. You can download or stream new episodes every fortnight on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. You'll find lots more well-being tips and ideas in our other episodes, so be sure to subscribe and tell your friends about them too. You can also follow Brummy Mummies on social media and sign up to our free newsletter. See you next time.